second down for the Shoremen at the Rangers' 8-yard line. Once again on the deep snap, Campbell will work at quarterback for Avon Lake. Here's a pitch. This time it goes to the running back, Thielman. He turns a corner at the 5, 3, 2, 1, touchdown. Avon Lake answers back on a very workmanlike and efficient drive downfield.
And we welcome you back to Wolfie's Bistro and Pub, Tim Elkhorn, along with Rob Polinski here at the head table, talking high school football 2015 with the area coaches. I think we're going to have a 100% turnout tonight. This is awesome. 16 Lorain County High School football coaches, and it looks like we're going to get 16 on the air. That's a really cool thing. So we're going to move right along. Joining us here at the head table, the head football coach of the Shoremen from Avon Lake, Dave DeLugas, who stops by to pay us a visit. Dave, always good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you very much. Free food will drop.
See, I texted Dave this morning. He said, what time? And he put a question mark. I put free food. He says, I'll be there.
Yep. It's not complicated, is it?
Well, obviously for Avon Lake, an unshoreman-like season in 2014. What are the prospects to bounce back and be to where you're used to Avon Lake being this year?
I know. What a learning experience for all of us last year. I've been a head coach there for, I think, 22 years. The worst we've ever been was 7-3, and then all of a sudden hit a 2-8. And what ends up happening is it was strange to the coaches, it was strange to the kids, it was strange to the community. So we needed to learn how to handle those types of situations last year. Had some bumps in the road. We were real close in about 3 or 4 of our games. I think last year we should have been maybe 5-5 and 6-4. I don't think we were a championship caliber team, but we were a team that was very competitive, and we had 2 or 3 of our games that won, were about 6 points or less losses that could have brought us up there. But again, that's past history now. We're worried about the season coming up this year. What we have and what I really like so far is I really like our skill guys. Look really good. Our receivers, our quarterbacks, our running backs. But on the other hand, I'm concerned, but so far optimistically concerned about what we're doing with our offensive line.
Well, Coach, for all the years that you and I have talked, you always mention the guys that stick their hand in the dirt. Now it's turf at Avon Lake now, but how do you build that line? How much of a process will that be?
Well, really, with linemen especially, it starts in the offseason in the weight room, making that commitment there and trying to make them as strong and as quick as possible. We have a little blip also in our in our numbers this year, and we knew it was coming that our numbers are not quite as big. Usually we carry right around 100 kids on our team, and this year we're going to carry about 75. So you take those 25 kids out of there, that's the depth that you have on your offensive and defensive line. So that is a huge concern with us, is depth. We get a couple of our linemen nicked up, and that's going to be some issues with us. So we'll have to start playing sophomores, and you play sophomores in our conference. A lot of them, you got some trouble because our conference is loaded.
Well, yeah. Let's delve into it. We had Coach Elder and Coach Durbin on. Coach Shaw from Midview will join us a little bit later, as will Coach Fishley. But your beloved SWC, which Avon Lake dominated for all those years, now you welcome these newcomers. Your thoughts on the league now?
It's a bad year to bring those guys in. Boy, we are good. I mean, a couple of those teams are expecting their best years ever coming up. Avon's got a Division I quarterback. Midview is they're good for about 2 or 3 years with what they got coming up. And North Ridgeville maybe has maybe the fastest kid in the state coming in. And you add that to those teams that have been there already. In our conference, there is no real cakewalk. You better be buckled up every single week, because there's great coaches, great communities, and they do a good job. There are no cakewalks in there. You got to coach them up.
Dave, you mentioned last year you learned some things. What did you learn going through a season like that?
Well, if you remember, what occurred last season is we had a coaching change real late in the spring, and our weight program wasn't quite as established as what it needed to be. We got our weight stuff going real, real early this year because there was a little bit of continuity from that previous year. And, you know, one of the things that I guess I learned is I need to be a little bit more patient, because I wasn't used to handling that kind of situation either. But I also learned the fact that, you know, sometimes it's more than wins and losses. It's the passion that you have for the game, and it's the love that you have for the game. And I remember talking to our kids when times were really struggling, and we were, you know, like 1-6, and everybody's questioning themselves, and you just start to say, you know, I still love coaching football. I love working with kids. I love planning and game planning, and we are going to coach with our hair on fire no matter what the record is, because we have that passion for the game.
No doubt, I can feel it coming across loud and clear. Opening the season with Elyria, and then obviously getting into. I asked Mike about being in a 10-team league. I know you talked about the teams, but just your thoughts on being in a 10-team league. Do you like the fact that you're going to play 9 league games? You get that one warm up with Elyria, and then you go right into SWC Plus.
Well, the guys who love it are the athletic directors, because they don't have to work real hard.
That's
true.
They
don't have to worry about scheduling, and scheduling's always been a real problem for us. And part of the problem is because we won a state championship, they think it's going to be that way every single year at Avon Lake. So, teams that really we should be competing with kind of dodge us. They have openings and said, no, thank you. But as you know, we're at a non-open enrollment type of school. You get what you get. And so that 9-team league makes it real easy for me, because I don't have to be hunting up teams anymore. But on the other hand, we have to see how it's going to affect us as far as playoff points go, because we'll all be knocking each other off.
Again, we're talking with Dave DeLugas, the head coach of the Shoremen from Avon Lake, joining us here at Wolfies. Coach, let's take a moment or two and just talk about some of your key kids, guys that you're looking to build this team around. And then I was chatting with you before we came out. I understand there's a pretty special newcomer at Avon Lake this year.
Well, at the quarterback position, truthfully, I had probably the best set of quarterbacks that I've had at Avon Lake. You know, typically we've been tailback dominated type of offense, but I've got 4 quarterbacks that are all pretty good, that are really better than some of them that I've had on playoff teams. Unfortunately, we had 2 quarterbacks, 2 of them are seniors, and so one was going to have to take a back seat and end up playing in the secondary for us and at wide receiver. And we had a move-in, Alex Beckman from Illinois, who was a starting quarterback in Illinois for 2 years, and he's worked his way into the starting position now at Avon Lake. He's got a real good grasp of the passing game, very, very good grasp of the passing game, but he came from a school that was completely shotgun, never been under the center. The first couple times that we went under the center to hand the tailback, it wasn't real pretty, because he had no conception about what was going on. But he's a student of the game, and he's an athlete, and he picked it up real well. But he's going to be a real good asset. As I said, I like our skill guys, and so, you know, including him with the receivers that we have, they're catching the ball real well. They have an understanding of the passing game, and hopefully we'll go from there. In the back,
and he's the son of Illinois head coach Tim Beckman,
yeah,
correct?
He is the son of the Illinois coach Tim Beckman. So he's a coach's son, and, you know, that usually works out pretty well for people. At our running back, we have a guy that maybe might be comparable to that big running back that Midview had last year. We have Sam Klimkowski. He's 6'1", about 240 pounds, and he looks like a college player right now. And he's got good hands coming out of the backfield, very soft hands, but he's also real nimble for a big guy. You know, he's not going to sprint you to the end zone, but what he does is he finds a hole real quick, gets your shoulders square, and you get that kid rumbling into the secondary. There are safeties that quake when they see this big boy coming at them.
He's got a great football name.
Yeah.
Sam Klimkowski. You got to love that name. Coach, defensively, how do you shape up on the defensive side of the ball?
Again, because of the fact that we're happy with our skill guys. We like our secondary. Our linebackers are looking pretty good. We're going to be a little bit young at linebacker, especially on the 2 outside linebacker spots. But Klimkowski also plays inside linebacker along with another returning starter for us, Bobby Kiskin. So we feel that we're relatively solid there. But it all comes back, as I mentioned, is that we're concerned about line. And you know, we have a scrimmage tomorrow with Medina Highland, and that's really what my focus is going to be, is taking a look at how our offensive and defensive lines play.
Gee, I'm stunned to hear that from you, Coach. Yeah. For all the years that you and I have talked, when you say, I want to see how that line's going to be, that's startling to me. But that's where you win it.
No, that's for sure. Two things are really true in football. One is what's up front that counts. And secondly, if you got the horses, make a average coach a great coach.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, we really appreciate you coming out tonight.
Okay, great. I appreciate it, too.
Thanks,
I'm
going to
go delve into elbow deep in some wings right now, okay?
Your second helping, you mean?
Okay, I appreciate you having us out, guys. Thanks for doing this. Okay?
Thanks, Dave.
All right, bye-bye.
Dave DeLucas, the head coach of the Shoremen from Avon Lake, joining us here at the head table. And again, for Avon Lake, seeing some new yet familiar faces joining them in the SWC.